Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How many of the males survived the Battle of Karbala from the army of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? In my research, I conclude that up to 15 survived the Battle of Karbala. Now one might ask, well, how did they survive? Surely they would have been killed or they would have been executed by the opposition army. In some cases, the opposition would look at them and think, well, this person's not even worth killing. I would say that Uqba bin Sam'an falls into that category. He was the servant of Rabab, the wife of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this servant, Umar bin Sa'ad, looked at him and he recognized that this is probably just the person who is of the weak ones who's joined here. He's not going to fight. He's not going to pick up a sword. Just let him go. Likewise, you had some, for example, like Suwad bin Mun'im. Suwad bin Mun'im was injured and he was allowed to go with his tribe and survived. You may have had others like Dhahak bin Abdullah, who themselves were more interested in preserving their lives and their families than actually going one final stand with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And in reality, he was not loyal to Imam al-Hussein. Then you have others like Hassan al-Muthanna. Hassan al-Muthanna is one of the three sons that reportedly survived Karbala, three sons of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. Other names which are mentioned are Zayd and Amr, the sons of Imam al-Hassan. Hassan al-Muthanna survives Karbala. He injures his arm, but from his mother's side, he's a Fuzari. And the Fuzari uncles were in the army of Umar bin Sa'ad. And when they saw their nephew had been injured and he was still alive, they said, listen, you've already killed others of our nephews, O Umar bin Sa'ad. Let us take this one who's injured. They took him and he lived to tell the tale of what took place on the 10th of Muharram. So in my estimation, between 11 to 15 of the army of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam survived Karbala because of one reason or another. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.